Music icon Luke Bryan makes sure that his time off stage is filled with activities he loves and feels inspired by, like working on his farm, organizing his fishing gear, or preparing for the next hunting trip. His approach to balancing career with family time and his outdoor passions helps ensure he's always gathering new material for his music.
When I moved to Nashville, my dad goes, make sure you don't forget about your hobbies and what you love, and I never have. I mean, there's times that I work hard and don't get a chance to go on a hunting trip or a fishing trip or something like that. But now I'm a little bit older and can start being a little more stingy with my time, with, you know, being at home with the family and the kids and going, doing stuff in the outdoors. Yeah, you got to keep living a full life of inspirational things. And so just staying busy and hopefully living gives you more ideas.
We were small town men to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, baby. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, couldn't get through. But after that first fall, time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to
with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna want to hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys. Cute little country girl called Maya. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look
to tell me you were working late. But I heard right now. truck on fire. Flames rolling off the old Goodyear tires. Burn, burn, you're gonna learn. Never should have put your lips on.
Carly Pierce, Truck on Fire. We also heard Ella Langley featuring Riley Green, You Look Like You Love Me. Those two are up for a CMA for Musical Event of the Year for that song. The number one song on the U.S. Billboard Country Radio Airplay chart is on the way. Lainey Wilson's 4x4 by You as well. Right now, here is Parker McCollum's latest What Kind of Man on Country Hits VOA with Mickey Strong.
Look at that, I done stayed up all night again.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands tending to on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Out in the driveway.
Country Music Association announced this year's CMA Award nominees, with Morgan Wallen leading the pack with 7, followed by Cody Johnson and Chris Stapleton with 5 each. Other artists with multiple nominations include Lainey Wilson, Luke Combs, Jelly Roll, Post Malone, and Kacey Musgraves. Similar to the ACMs, Beyoncé, despite the impact and success of Texas Hold'em and Cowboy Carter, did not receive any nominations. The CMAs will broadcast live on ABC on November 20th and will be available to stream on Hulu the very next day. Brantley Gilbert calls his wife Amber the real rock star after she gave birth to their newborn on his tour bus while Brantley was performing on stage. With no time to make it to a hospital, she not only gave birth, but after Brantley was able to pause his performance to tend to his wife and baby for a bit, she told him to go back on stage to finish his show. The couple named their new bundle of joy Abram Howell Gilbert. Luke Combs' new Nashville Honky Tonk venue and bar called Category 10 will open November 2nd. The 69,000 square foot hotspot features 3 floors of entertainment, including a rooftop bar and a variety of different stages. And that's what's going on with Nikki Strong this week. Here is John Party, Friday Night Heartbreaker on Country Hits VOA. Congratulations to Post Malone, whose song Pour Me a Drink featuring Blake Shelton is now in its second week at number one on U.S. Billboard Country Radio Airplay charts. I'm Nikki Strong, and this has been Country Hits VOA, brought to you by Voice of America. Bye, y'all.